It is a miniature Kansas barn, and it's created quite a buzz. This was actually designed and built by local high school students enrolled at the College and Career Center. We have a special partnership with USD 497. And so these 11 students designed and built the playhouse. It's two stories. It's got a loft. It has sliding horse stall doors. It's just as cute as can be. It even has a silver silo on the outside of the barn. And the playhouse is meaningful in the CASA realm because it reminds everyone that all kids should have a happy childhood, and a playhouse or any kind of a home-like structure remind us that kids in foster care need a safe, permanent home. A raffle ticket is a $5 donation that's requested to get yourself entered in the drawing to win the playhouse. And you can get tickets online at our website. You can also get them at the Merck, which is where the playhouse will be on display in September during the final month of the tour.
It's on display right now at the Merck in Lawrence at roughly 9th and Iowa Streets. It's a beautiful playhouse. It's not the only fundraiser Douglas County CASA has every year. You've got Casablanca coming up. Tell us about that.
We're especially excited this year about Casablanca. It will be on September 30th at Abe and Jake's Landing. We're going to have live music by the Jazz House 17-piece big band. We'll have casino games, food and drinks, a live and silent auction. We're really excited to have the new voice of the Jayhawks, Brian Haney, will be there in a very special role that evening and helping with a special VIP casino game. So it's just a lively event to support a serious cause.
Well, raising money for Douglas County CASA is one thing, but for those who don't know what CASA is, this is also a way to raise awareness about your nonprofit agency. Tell us what the mission of CASA is. What do you people do all day?
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to say that I really wish there wasn't a need for CASA. I wish we could go out of business. I wish that no child was ever abused or neglected. But sadly, that's not the case. The CASA mission, we provide specially trained volunteers to advocate for the best interests of children who have been abused or neglected, and they are in protective custody. And our CASA volunteers advocate for their medical and educational needs. They visit the children regularly. Unlike the social workers that have dozens of kids on their caseloads, our CASA volunteers are assigned to just one child or one sibling group. And they make sure that their needs are met, that they are remaining safe while they are in the child welfare system. And they actually write court reports, and they make recommendations regarding the child's needs and bring some pretty critical bits of information to the judge's attention and the other professionals that are making decision about the child's life. So they really are the voice of the child. And we have a need for more CASA volunteers. Right now we have about 60 children that are still waiting for a CASA. So that's one of the reasons our Casablanca fundraiser is so important, and we just want to put the call out to the community. We need more caring individuals to be a champion for a child. The ideal CASA volunteer comes in many sizes, shapes, and forms, but underneath it all, they have a passion for helping children in need.